McKinley. All right, he's back in now. Kennedy into the windup. And the pitch. Taken high as he was set to try to drop a bunt down. One ball and one strike. Harry Sheedy is out of action with a double blood clot in one of his legs. And the A's are experiencing quite a bit of injury difficulty. They should pick in for a call second strike. So with Sheedy out, Danny Kravitz from the A's picked up from the Pittsburgh Ball Club has been pressed into duty. A one ball and two strike count. The 1-2 pitch, taken high. Two balls and two strikes. Let's pick up Red Barber now. Two balls, two strikes. First hit him. There's a ball drilled into left center field. Lopez going over and he can't get it. He goes past it. And Fowler's on his way to second and he's not going to stop there. He's on his way to third. Mattel receives the ball, throws in to Boyer. Kubek will relay it. It's a triple. He hit a line drive over short in the alley at left center. And Lopez is coming over and he's going to try and catch it there at the last second. When he couldn't catch it, the ball skidded right on past it. So it's a free bounder for Russ Snyder to start matters. Right here at the beginning, that ball was hit. Mantle finally caught up with it in deep left center. And now Jerry Lumpy hitting 265 just in left hand back. Clearly, nobody out, has a run on our third to worry with. No score, just the start of the game as a change of pace by outside, ball one. Big right-handed delivers, and as a base hit in the right field, a solid one goes in between first and second, so Snyder is in, and Lumpy probably drives in his 27th run of the year, and gets the athletic off to a start. Followed by a shot single, and it is 1-0 in favor of the A's. Now we have Whitey Herzog, the right fielder. He's hitting 301. Starts the play. Left hand batter. Matthew facing the pull somewhat to the right. John holding first base against the runner, Luffy. McCabe's on the outside, ball one. Position of the runner on behind him at first. Pitches, fat ball high, outside ball two. 2-0. Boyer, the third baseman, is up on the inner grass, ready to defend against a bunt if one is forthcoming. Pitch is swung on and foul back. 2-1. At 2-1. Shirley, as you know, is always a deliberate worker. He's standing on the mound. Don Heffner coaching at first. Walker Cooper coaching over at third. Charlie Torres first. Shines as Miller returns. No play. Right, 2-1. That's the ball and strike count. Nobody out. It is 1-0 favor the Athletics. He swings and misses at a fastball, and it is an even count of 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. First of a three-game series.
The Athletics will be here the next 2 afternoons. And then Charlie Maxwell and company from Detroit will be in here Friday night, Saturday afternoon, which will be Ladies' Day, and a doubleheader Sunday. And that is this homestand. The 2-2 pitch is a change of pace high inside, ball three. Full count. We'll see if they start Lumpy. Runner at first. Herzog chokes the bat slightly. He's right up on top of the plate. Curley checking the runner. Pitches, and the runner goes, and the pitch is outside for ball four. Outside and low. So, a triple, single, base on balls. We have a run in. We have runners at first and second. And here is Norm Stephen hitting 285. Nelson Howard goes out to the mound. There's a slight stirring now in the Yankee bullpen. Howard out there talking with Curley. The first base coach, John Heppner, goes over and says something to the runner, Herzog. Fred umpire McKinley is saying to Elston, come on back here and catch. Let's get this ball game going. All right, Stephen steps in. Ball, raw bomb, left-hand hitter. Curley kicking a little dirt out on the mound. The Yankees at the infield in double play depth, indicating that they are expecting Stephen to swing away. Outfield is pulled into right. Curley comes set, checks the lead runner at second. He's in his top position, pitches, and it's a curve over for a strike. Nothing in one. Picked up one. They've managed first and second. Nobody out. Just at the beginning. Charlie deals a change of pace on the outside for a ball. One and one. Ball and a strike. The rest of the league is tonight. Cleveland, Baltimore. We'll watch that one for you. Detroit, the team that comes in here for the weekend, starting Friday night, is up at Boston. And Chicago's at Washington. There was one game played this afternoon in the National League. That was a Chicago and Milwaukee one at 5-3. The others are tonight. Los Angeles at Philadelphia. They went there from the stadium when they played here last night. San Francisco at Pittsburgh and Cincinnati at St. Louis. All right, Charlie is ready. Pitching on a 1-1 count. He and Stephen face each other, and the change of pace comes down outside and high. Ball two. Yankee bullpen is firing. Two balls, one strike. Stephen backs out. And now steps in. Curley taking the sign from Howard. Now the big right-hander who's in trouble here at the beginning. Pitches. Stephen swings the ground ball, is hit to Richardson, who's up with it. The only play he can make is to first to Cowan, and they get Stephen, and the runners are moved. So Stephen is out. Slow roller into the hole between first and second. Richardson making the play over to Cowan. Herzog goes on down to second base, and Lumpy, the lead runner, moves over to third. Bobby Shantz is warming up in the Yankee bullpen. And here is Mark Thornberry hitting 242. The fifth straight left-hand batter that manager Elliott has stacked in here against right-hander Curley. The infield is back. The outfield is deep toward right. Thornberry hitting 242. When he hits the ball, he hits it with power, as you know. Curley deals, and it's into the dirt, and Howard stops it with his chest. Ball one. That ball was, I would say, 4 feet in ahead of home plate in the dirt. Now it did the one thing a catcher can do when you got a man at third base and you don't want to permit a wild pitch. He just simply blocked it with his body. He just dropped to his knees. It is 1-0, favor the Athletics. The pitch is swung on and fouled back with a fastball. 1-1. 1-1. Standing at the back of the mound, grabbing up the ball, going for the pitcher's rosin bag. Thornberry doesn't get out. He just stays in there and keeps pumping the wood. Now he sets it. And as Charlie Sands is looking down, he starts pumping again. All right, Bob is ready. Uses his windup, pitches, and it's a fastball high outside, ball two. 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. The A's have one run in the bank here in the first inning, and with one out, they have met at second and third. If you just tuned in, Shirley delivers, and Thornberg swinging, it's a high pop up. Second baseman Richardson is under it. Andres waiting. He has it. And of course, the first base opener, that was not the infield fly rule. Now we have two down. And here's Andy Carey, his first appearance at the plate since he was traded from the Yankees to the Athletics. Carey gets a big hand, hitting 245. He's been doing an excellent job for the Athletics. Charlie trying to prevent a big inning. The run was scored before a man was retired. It is still 1-0 in favor of the Athletics. Now two men are out. Runners positioned at second and third. Outfield is straight away on Carey. Carey sets, delivers, and Carey takes low outside. Ball one. That seemed to me to be Carey's slider. Ball swung on and pulled foul down the left field corner. Well, Andrew really snapped at that one. 1-1. You know, this could be the turning point of the ball game right here. Just one batter. If he knocks his 2 runs in, you got a 3-0 situation. And if Shirley gets him out, it's a squeaker. 1-0. Bob is being very careful, as you would expect him to be. Now he's pumping and delivers, and Carey hits a ground ball to third baseman Boyer, who's up with it and throws him out at first base. So, Charlie, after seeming to be on the ropes, got out of it quite well. 1 run, 2 hits, 2 men were left, there were no errors, and the score at the end of half an inning. The Athletics 1, and the Yankees coming to bat.
Are you really satisfied with the way your car has been acting lately? Maybe it's something you can actually put your finger on. More frequent stalling, perhaps, a rough idling, less miles per gallon. Now, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car, even a relatively new one. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants. Get by your air cleaner and build up deposits on the carburetor wall near the throttle plate. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed an improper mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. And the result is less performance and actual gasoline waste. But now you can eliminate the problem caused by a dirty carburetor with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go. Bud Daly, facing the top of the Yankee order, led by Bobby Richardson, Hector Lopez, and Mickey Mantle. The A's leading 1-0, though the A's seem to be on the verge of a big inning, and Shirley was able to buckle down and hold the A's to just 1 run. And defensively, Safeway for Kansas City. Carey is at third. At short is Bob Johnson. At second for Kansas City is Jerry Lumpy. And at first base, Mara Thornberry. Bud Daly peering into Danny Kravitz for the sign. The first pitch is a breaking ball that's over for a called strike.
A very good knuckleball, but he also has a very good curve and a good enough fastball. In other words, he's got far more than the knuckle. He started Richardson in, who's up there crowding the plate, I think closer than he normally is. I guess maybe Dickey's moved him up there. Started him out with a curve. Daly's pitch. There's a knuckleball, and it's hit down to short. Johnson up with it. Throws over the first in time. Say this about Johnson. I haven't seen him play shortstop before, but I know this. He's got the arm. You could see it on that one throw. That ball just went right over their waist high. Hector Lopez, who was hitting 302, remember the middle of last summer, came from the Athletics to the Yankees. Ralph Howell coaching at first base. Frank Rossetti coaching at third. Is low inside, down by the feet. And Hector skipping rope. 1-0. Pitch. Curve ball over. Ball strike. 1-1. Make no mistake about it, this Daly can pitch. Been learning his trade, and when he finally came up with a knuckleball and was able to master it, that is when he then became the winning pitcher that he is. Delivers, that was a knuckleball in there, called strike two. Daly started pitching in 51, and he finally got up to the majors in 55 with Cleveland. And in 56, dropped down to Indianapolis, went out to San Diego in 57, back with Cleveland late in 57, Buffalo 58, and the Athletics in 58 also. There's a ball drilled down the right field corner, and it is a fair ball and bouncing in for a ground rule double. So Lopez continues with that hot stick. The line doubled, bounced in, ground rule two bases. There's Mickey Mantle. With one out, Lopez with his double has put the tying on at second. The A's leading 1-0, and the hitter is Mantle, batting 268. And hitting right-handed against Daly. That field deep and a step toward left. Daly delivers outside, and it's ball one. I think he was just showcasing that one. Right, 1-0. Roger Maris on the on-deck circle, and as he waits out there, the bulletin on the scoreboard says Maris leads the American League in RBIs with 58. He also leads it with home runs, too, 22. Daly checks second, pitches low outside ball two. Well, we can tell on this next pitch, but it's, don't know whether he's going to give Mickey anything good to hit out or not with first base open. Kravitz back at the plate. This is the first ball game that he's caught in at the stadium. Daly delivers and has a knuckleball that Mickey hits out into deep left center field. Let's say the left fielder, Steven Undert, makes the catch. And Lopez has to remain put at second base. Now we have Roger Maris stepping in. Moves out on deck behind him. 58 RBIs, 22 home runs, 3 triples, 15 doubles, 74 hits, percentage of .329. And doing a marvelous job in the outfield. Otherwise, he's in quite a slump. Bailey delivers, and it's a fastball over for a strike. He zips that one just above the knees on the outside. That's the first time he's let out with a fastball. He has it. But I think these hitters are always looking for that knuckleball. No balls, one strike. After a deep round foot right. Now that's standing pretty well back. His left hand hitter takes a low outside curve. It's ball one. One and one. It's the first inning. The Athletics leading in it, 1-0, and the Yankees have Lopez at second, two men out, and Maris up. Bailey faces him on a 1-1 count. Pitches. Breaking ball low outside, ball two. 2-1. Nearly no hurry. He's trying to defend his lead of one run. Now it's just tired of waiting, backs out. In. The pitch is outside, a curveball, ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Now it's set. And then steps out again, Bailey letting him wait. All right, the two protagonists face each other. 3-1 pitch is a knuckleball swung on and missed. They didn't do. Boy, he let him have it. And Maris knew it when he was in the middle of his swing. He was trying to check the swing. He finished swinging through with just one hand on the bat. All right, three balls, two strikes. Two men down. Lopez ready to take off the second. Bailey pitches low outside, and that seemed to be his fastball that he was trying to sneak past, and he walked him. And the moose has been out a week at the end. On the 21st at Detroit, sprained his wrist, sliding into second base from Frank Bowling. Moose hitting 304. All right, 1-0 favor the A's. Darren back at work. Now that's the first. Lopez at second. Two out. Last of the first inning. The left-hander pitches a knuckleball inside to the knees, and it is ball one. Inside, ball two. So that went hard. 2-0. Darren is very delighted to get back in there. You know, a ball player can't make any money sitting on the bench. When I saw him in the dugout, I said, "How you feeling?" He says, "I'm in there." Told you all you needed to know. 2-0 pitch. Low inside, ball three. A knuckleball. Automatic strike set up. Not with the mighty moose up there, 3-0. Pitch is inside, ball four. Very watching, loads him up. And this spring, Delson Howard. Out of the on-deck circle. This is a very pivotal batter. If Elston should belt one with the bases loaded, the Yankees would really turn it stronger their way. If Dehler can get past him, it would then be 1-0 at the end of the first inning, Kansas City. Shirley had a very big hitter to get rid of in Carey in the first inning with two out and men at second and third. Now, Daly is in a worse spot. He doesn't have a base open. He's pitching to Howard. Three on, two out. Elston hitting 257. The left-handed pitches, and Howard jumps away from it. The ball is rolls back about 15 feet, but not far enough for Lopez to come down. Ball one. It almost hit Howard on the leg. Kravitz, talks of it, smothered it. All right, 1-0. Reading the sign. Double pump. Delivers. A strike. Howard thought the ball was inside. McKinnis is no. One and one. That is the first strike that Daly has thrown in last seven pitches. Delivers. It's a knuckleball inside and low, ball two. 2-1. The Daly ball four to Maris, and four straight scouring, and he started Howard off with the ball. So he's only thrown one strike out of his last eight pitches. Howard leans in, big strong right hand batter. The pitch is swung on and missed. That ball really dropped. That was a knucker. About the only pitch in the world that'll react like that. Now, 2-2. Now, Elston has to guard the dish. Daly is taking his own sweet time, and you can't blame him. Comes down 2-2. Low inside, gets away, and back to the stands for a wild pitch, and Hector Lopez scores a tying run. Maris goes to third. Sean goes to second. Is a wild pitch low, but the full count on Howard and an even game. Kravitz went down for it and simply couldn't come up with it. So the wild pitch gets it a tie. Run is earned. McKinley examines that ball and finds it all right. Hit down into the dirt. Three to Captain Holland. Yankees at second and third. Two outs. Kravitz to come out and talk to him. This is a rather lengthy first inning. We've only had two runs scored, one by each side. Been underway now 33 minutes. Okay, Daly up on the mound, on the slab. Howard, feet wide apart. Dug in subtly there at the plate. The 3-2 pitch is outside ball four. No help from walk. This is the third straight base on ball given up by Daly. And the seventh Yankee to come up in the last of the first inning is the third baseman, Peter Savoia, hitting 231. Right hand batter. The bases are reloaded. 1-1 ball game. Two men are out, last of the first inning. Bailey's pitch is in there for the strike. Pulled the swing on that one. Flipped it over. Strike one. Maris off third. Stallion off second. Howard off first. Strike one pitch. Outside. Ball one. Ball on the strike. Daly is not very well pleased with things in general and himself in particular. Ken Johnson is warming up in the Kansas City bullpen. The A's have two Johnsons with him. Bob was a short. Ken was in the bullpen. 1-1 pitch. Swung on as a bounce ball to Bob Johnson short. Throws to second base to Lumpy for the fourth on Howard and the third out of the inning. So each pitcher was in a mess of trouble and each escaped with only one run. For the Yankees, one run, one hit, the double by Lopez. And at the end of the first inning, the totals, Kansas City, one run, two hits, and no error. New York, one run, one hit, and no error. And before we check the scores of the other games, let's pause for station identification.
You're tuned to 1460 on the radio dial, Quality Modern Radio, WOKO, Albany, New York.
Playing one inning here at the stadium, Cleveland at Baltimore got in two, and nobody has scored. Bell is pitching for Cleveland, and Steve Barber for Baltimore. At the end of an inning, Chicago at Washington, it is no score. Bauman for the White Sox, Wittichick for the Senators. Massey is starting for Detroit up at Boston against DeLon, and the Tigers, who will be in here Friday night, Saturday, and the double Sunday, failed to score. This afternoon in the National League, Milwaukee won at Chicago 5-3. Spahn pitched all the way to win it, and Harvey was the losing pitcher. Covington hit a home run, which broke the 3-3 tie and started the Braves on their way to the win. Cincinnati comes in later from St. Louis. San Francisco just opened up for four runs at Pittsburgh. And Los Angeles failed to score their first lick at Philadelphia. Danny Kravitz, the catcher they got about 3 weeks ago from the Pittsburgh organization. His first up is to go into the second inning. A left-hand hitter. And Charlie carries him inside under the hands for ball one. Kravitz is hitting .238 since he joined the club. 10-42. I'd like to repeat again that Big Harry Chidi is not with the Athletics and will not be here this series. He is left back at home with a ruptured leg. Fastball is outside. Ball two. Two-nothing pitch, over for the strike. That was the change off Kelly's fastball. The right-handed delivers, and Kravitz hits a high pop fly up by third. It's either Boyer is waiting for it to come down and grabs it for the out. One away. And now we have shortstop Bob Johnson. 213. Now, Hamlin had been playing shortstop, and now they are going with Johnson at the University of Minnesota. And that fastball on the outside for a called strike. His right hand hitter. This is his first shot in the major leagues. Run pro ball in 54. Serve is high inside. Ball one. The Athletics drafted Johnson from the Birmingham ball club during the winter. And Kelly hits him high up on the left arm. And Johnson rings the arm once or twice and moves on down to first base. The coach, Don Heffner, goes over and says, "How are you?" See where they see, and they're calling for the trainer to come down. Jim Yule, there he goes. He got pretty well plunked. Just up above the elbow is where they're rubbing it. stays in. So one down, hit batter, and we have a man at first base. And here's the pitcher, Bud Daly, who is a very good hitting pitcher. He's 4 for 33, but he's a better hitting pitcher than that. The infield has to be played in looking for the bunt. We'll see how Elliott plays it. Curley in a set position delivers, and Daly sets the bunt and takes a high fastball. Ball one. You can see that one rising. Ball one. Sets the bunt and does. Back to the mound. Charlie's up for the ghost to second base. In down for the out to throw the first, not in time. Kubek, the shortstop, of course, was the infielder at second. The ball was bunted halfway back to the mound, and Turley unhesitatingly, and also with Howard pointing, indicating what second, and they got the fourth on Johnson. He pitched it to the shortstop. So Daly is now at first with two down. And here is Rush Matter, who opened with a triple. He shot in the alley and left center, got past Lopez. But then Bada took pretty well up on the wood. Picks a high curve ball. Ball one. Fastball over for the strike. But the pitcher at first base, Cowan, the first baseman, is not close to the bag. He's back at his fielding depth. And six or so with a left-handed batter up. They know that Daly isn't going to run. And also, this gives Cowan, being off the bag, he cuts down on the hitting area between himself and the second baseman, Richardson. 1-1 pitch is fastball high outside, ball two. 2-1. 1-1 ball game. Two outs. Second inning. Curley. Ready. Pitches. A high fastball, ball three. 3-1. Looking to Walker Cooper. See what sign Big Coop may have on. The 3-1 pitch is they call strike. Now then, it started down to first base. Now Daly will be running, 3-2 and 2 out. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. Backs out in time is called by plate umpire McKinley. Now Bob's ready. Delivers. Ball four, just outside. And Terry kicks on that one, and McKinley says it was outside. So runners at first and second. This is the second walk given up by Turley. He's also hit a man. And we have Lumpy, who singled softly to right and scored Snyder, who had tripled to stop the ball game. 1-1 tie. Jerry has been playing very good ball for Kansas City. Pitch is outside. Ball one. Standing on the mound, just staring down. Lumpy. A 10 hitter. Swinging from the end. Have to go to right. Curly's pitch is swung on. There's a ball hit deep out the right field. Morris goes by, breaks at the wall, and makes the cut. Right up against the 344 football. But when he first hit that ball, he's fighting a few thousand out here. So the score at the end of 1.5 remains. Kansas City 1 and New York 1. Okay, we are ready to go now. Last for the second inning. Kubek, who is hitting eighth in singles lift this evening. And the pitch to Terry. And then lead off of Bobby Richardson. 1-1 ball game. And Bud Daly, who has won 10 and lost 3 and is 1-0 over the Yankees, was wild. 3 walks and a wild pitch in the first inning. Cost him his run. Delivers, and it's a knuckleball swung on and hit out into left center, where Snyder gets under it and makes the catch. So Kubek wastes a little time. Went up there at 279, hit the first pitch, and Curley was 4 for 20 coming up. Nimbly back out of the way of it. Ball one. 1-1 tie. Pitch is over for the strike. He breathes that one down there. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Strike two, curveball. 1-2. Charlie Swings hits the ball out to short right field, but in comes Herzog for the catch, and Charlie is out. 2 down. Richardson is thrown out from short in the first inning. Straight away. Daly delivers a knuckleball over for a strike. Nothing in one. Left hander deals a knuckleball that is wide. 1-1. That's the Getty. Which is a fastball into the chin. Ball two. Good one. Taylor comes down, and Richardson bunts at the ball and fouls it back on the screen. Fighting for a base hit. Strike two. 2-2.
first inning out of Pittsburgh. The Giants started out with four runs, and the Pirates came back with three.
The 2-2 pitch is a knuckleball outside. Ball three. Daly looking at the fingers on his pitching hand. 3-2. The full count pitch is swung on and fouled back. Daly walking to the back of the hill. Again. Delivers again, 3-2, and Richards hits the line drive in the left field for a clean base hit. Stephen receives and throws it in. So, a line single to left for Bobby. Hit number two for the Yankees, and the totals are identical at 1-2 and 0. Hector Lopez, who got the first New York hit, when he mounts the double into the lower right field stand, first inning. Checks his runner at first, pitches, and Lopez checks the strike. Throws and catches down to first, nothing doing. That was a fastball then that Daly used. Lopez is taking a turn to hit toward right field. Strike one pitch. Knuckleball is hit back past the mound to short. And Johnson steps on second base for the unassisted fourth of Richardson. No runs, one hit. And at the end of two innings, the score, Kansas City 1 and New York 1.
Cleans your carburetor as you drive. That's what New Atlantic Imperial Gasoline does. Keeps it clean, too. Try it and see for yourself.
Very quickly, the other scores. End of an inning. Detroit at Boston, no score, but Cash has homered in the top of the second for Detroit, and D-Lock has been replaced by Muffet. At the end of three innings, Cleveland, Baltimore, no score. Gary Bell versus Steve Barber. End of two and a half innings, Chicago at Washington, Bowman against Wittichick, no score. National League, end of an inning and a half, Philadelphia 1, Los Angeles, nothing. End of an inning, San Francisco 4, Pittsburgh 3. The three Pittsburgh runs, a home run by Rocky Nelson, is 2-0. Cincinnati starting in St. Louis. This afternoon in Chicago, Milwaukee won it from back of the farm. They beat Hot 8, 5-2-3. And the Milwaukee Braves have been suddenly coming on in the last 10 days. Then's one of the big days of the baseball season here at the stadium is the annual All-Timers Day, which will be Saturday, August 13, when players who participated in the All-Star Game of 1939, the first All-Star Game ever played here at the stadium, will return as guests of the Yankees for the pregame ceremony. There'll be Hall of Famers. Don't want to miss it. Be sure and bring your children. Mighty Herzog is first up in the third inning. Pitch a pitch low, ball one. Left-hand batter and got a base on balls in the first inning. Taylor pitching in this 1-1 tie, delivers a fastball outside, and it is ball two.
Grounded out in the first inning, second to first. Stephen fits in. Now it settles down on his haunches to give the sign. Shirley accepts it. Cuts out his breath. Then goes into a short pump, delivers, and Stephen swings at the ball out to the right field, and this one is in the lower right field stand for a home run. 11th home run of the year and his 30th RBI, and he's the top RBI man now for the Athletics. And it is 2-1 in favor of Kansas City. And you knew that one was gone from the time that Stephen Kwan, he had a time. And now here is Mark Thornberry. Takes a slow curve, high outside, ball one. Swung on, line foul down in the right field corner. Boy, he caught a hold of that one. All right, a ball and a strike. Run very strong. Charlie pitches a change of pace on the outside, ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Pitch, fastball, swung on, fouled off. That was in the day. 2-2. Stephen's home run, but the A's now ahead, 2-1. Two pitch to Thornberry is a curve over, call strike three. That's the first strikeout for Charlie tonight. Curveball took Thornberry by surprise. And now we have Andy Carey. Pops up third to first in the first inning. High inside, ball one. Outfield is shading Carey slightly around toward left. Pitch, fastball low inside, ball two. Fastball over. Call strike. 2-1. They curve it inside. Ball three. One strike. Charlie deals, and Carey hits a ground foul. Back to third. Full count. Two outs, nobody on. On the scoreboard now is Stephen home run number 9 of season. Carey gets out of waiting, backs out. Now he's in. This is a curve over, call strike three. So, Charlie, after the Stephen home run, got two strikeout victims, and both got taking the curveball. One run, one hit. Score into 2.5. Kansas City 2 and New York 1.
You know, at a traffic light, you can often tell if your car isn't performing up to par. Maybe it stalls frequently or idles rough, or possibly doesn't have any pickup when the light changes. Well, this could mean a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car, old or new. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants get by your air cleaner and build up as deposits inside the carburetor of your car. And these troublesome deposits can cause an improper mixture of air and gasoline. The result is rough performance, an actual gasoline waste. But thanks to new Atlantic Imperial gasoline, you now can keep your carburetor clean without even raising the hood. Atlantic Imperial cleans your carburetor as you drive, doing a complete job in just a few thousand miles. So, to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial. It's the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
Is first up, last of the third, to be followed by Maris and Mascarin. So they've got the big six up against Daly, who pitches to Mickey, who swings and grounds a foul back to third base coach Crosetti. Strike one. Mantle hit a fly ball to the left fielder in the first inning. Daly, for the second time, is pitching with a one-run lead. Swung on and missed. Strike two. That thing was really dancing. All right. No ball, two strikes. Pitch swung on and fouled out of play back to first base. He tried to draw a fastball by him. That's the strike zone, too. Nothing can do. Daly walking around, letting Mickey cool out. Bud's ready. Pitches, knuckle way outside. Hit off the end of the mitt of catcher Danny Kravich. Makes no difference, nobody on. He gets another ball, and we start over again. One and two. One, two pitch. Low inside, and you threw that hard. Daly going back to work. Knuckleball swung on, ground to foul. Two to count. 2-1 ball game, Kansas City. And he has been hitting them this month of June. This is the 11th home run in June for Mantle. Maris hits a high foul ball that the catcher is getting under. And grabs for the out. For Mantle, that home run was number 17. The 36th run batted in. So it's a 2-2 ball game. And now we have Scarron, who walked in the first inning. fast ball that is hit to shortstop Johnson, who grabs it, stumbles, and throws too late to first base. Johnson went over behind second base to come up with the ball, and then his spike caught. And he tripped himself, and before he could throw, it was too late, and it is scored as a base hit. A single for Cowan. Now we have Howard. He walked in the first inning. He was at the plate with the bases loaded when Daly Wild tipped in the first inning, and that was the Yankees' first run. Ball game. Stephen home run in the third, and then Mattel right back in the third with his home run. Howard hits a line drive to deep center. Mattel going back, and makes the catch. And Cowan at second base gets tangled with the bag, but gets on back to first. Moose almost lost his footing. Hey, wait a minute. It is, and they claim that Cowan did not touch second base, and he is called out. And now Cowan and Hawk are running down to argue with the third base umpire, John Stevens. They claim that Cowan did not touch second base. So it is a double play. And Cowan and Hawk are arguing frantically but futilely with Stevens. And Stevens says that you ran around the bag, you didn't touch it. So the Yankees take the field. So that's an odd double play. In other words, he had rounded second and then did not retouch it. So, that's it. Well, Phil, you don't see that double play very often, do you?
You sure don't, Red, and it sure shocked me. And I know it did Cowan because from the way it looked, he certainly made sure that he wanted to touch second base on the way back. It actually looked like he tripped over the bag. But the umpires are a lot closer to the play than we are, that's for sure. And the Moose is out of there, and that is an unusual double play from 8-4. From the center fielder to the second baseman. And when the ball was hit, it did look like it was going to go over Russ Snyder's head. Howard got good wood on that ball. And the Moose figured he had plenty of time to get back to first, even if Snyder caught the ball. And he did have plenty of time, but just one of those things. That's the way it goes. We'll take a quick look at the scoreboard right now. In the American League, Detroit 4, Red Sox nothing at the end of 2. Norm Cashman in the second. Marcy against Muppet. Cleveland 2, Baltimore nothing at the end of 3.5. Bell against Barber. White Sox nothing. Washington nothing at the end of 3.5. Bauman against Wodeshek. In the National League, the Phillies 1, the Dodgers nothing at the end of 2.5. Williams against Green. The Giants 5, the Pirates 3 at the end of 2. Jones against Gill. Rocky Nelson homered in the first with 2 on. Cincinnati at St. Louis just getting underway. O'Toole against Klein. And in an afternoon game, Milwaukee defeated the Cubs 5-3. Spahn the winner, Hobby the loser. Covington homered in the sixth. Danny Kravitz first up, lines a foul into the right field. Seat strike one. Kravitz popped up to third base in the second inning. We have a brand new ball game here, 2-2. In the top of the fourth inning, Kansas City and the Yankees. Bob Turley out on the mound. A one-strike pitch to Kravitz is lying down the left field line. That's in there for extra bases. There's Kravitz around first. Going into second as Lopez plays the carom off the wall. And you'll never see an easier hit double than that in your life. He just timed that outside curve perfectly and sort of slapped it over Boyer's head inside the foul line. Danny Kravitz coming up with his fourth double of the year. Johnson, who was hit by a pitch ball in the second inning, the batter. Cletus Boyer playing in at third. Kravitz leads off second. Now, here's the stretch. Curley's pitch is fouled out of play. Hit right over Jackie Farrell's head. And anything that's hit has to be over Jackie Farrell's head. Smallest man in the Yankee Stadium tonight. One strike on Johnson. With nobody out, the Yankees are looking for the possible bunt, but Johnson was swinging away. Here's the stretch by Charlie. Fastball is low. Ball one, one a month. Mickey Mantle playing a very shallow center field. Lopez in left and Maris in right playing their normal depth. Walker Cooper coaching at third and Don Heppner at first for the A's. Curley looks back at Kravitz. Fastball lying down the right field line. It's curving. Foul into the stands. Roger Maris chased it all the way over to the foul line. One ball, two strikes. Bud Daly due to be the next batter. Once again, Charlie sets on the mound. Curve is inside, ball two, two and two. Beautiful night for the ball game, and what a gorgeous day it was today. Soaked up plenty of that sun. All right, two and two the count. Here's Turley's pitch. It's a ground ball to short. Kubek is up with it deep in the hole. Long throw in time to get Johnson. That was a nice play by Kubek, who couldn't quite find the handle of the ball right away. Kind of kicked off his heel, then against his chest, but he put plenty on it and just did nip Bob Johnson. Holding his second is Danny Kravitz. And here comes Bud Daly, who, in attempting to sacrifice in the second inning, bunted to Turley in a throw to the shortstop. Nip Bob Johnson sliding in a second. Daly 0 for 1. Bud, who is regarded as one of the good hitting pitchers, is a little bit of a slump this year. He's 4 for 34. Has one double and four runs batted in. Comes way in at left and over towards the foul line. Mantle way in center field. The pitch to Daly is fouled out of play, strike one. And Daly was trying to slap that ball to left field. Boy, I tell you, this is the closest I've seen a left fielder and a center fielder play on any major league hitter. They even played me deeper than they're playing Daly. And they used to crowd me pretty well. Jerry Coleman and I guess. One strike on Bud Daly. Danny Kravitz down at second. Scores tied 2-2 here in the top of the fourth. Turley wheels around, but there's nobody at second base. It was just a bluff attempt to keep Kravitz back there. Now Turley gets on the rubber once again. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. Slow curve outside. Ball one, one and one. Pitch is popped to left field. Hector Lopez playing him perfectly, moving under it. And now moves back and makes the catch. And Daly got a little better wood on that ball than Lopez figured, but Hector made the play. And it's two away. Brings up Russ Snyder, who tripled a left center field and scored in the first inning and walked in the second inning. Snyder one for one. Jerry Lumpy. 2 men are out. All right, here's a stretch by Charlie. Snyder choking up on the bat a little bit. Curve is over, strike call. Nice change-up curveball. Just floated over the inside corner of the plate. McKinley ducks home plate off a little bit. Charlie goes into his stretch position.
So look at the runner at second. Another curve popped in the air in foul territory. Bill Scarlin moving under it in front of the Yankee dugout makes the catch. And that's all for Kansas City in the top of the fourth. No runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, and one man left. The score at the end of 3.5 innings, Kansas City 2 and the Yankees 2.
Not too long ago, a dirty carburetor could mean a really expensive repair and adjustment job. Not anymore. No, sir. Now Atlantic Imperial Gasoline cleans your carburetor while you drive and keeps it clean. Atlantic Imperial removes power-robbing deposits from your carburetor in just a few thousand miles, then keeps them from forming again. So use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor while you drive and keeps it clean. Into the bottom of the fourth with the ball game tied at 2-2. Cleet Boyer leads off for the Yankees with Tony Kubek to follow, and then Bob Turley.
Cletus Boyer, who bounced into a fourth play in the first inning, leading off for the Yankees here in the bottom of the fourth. Score tied 2-2. Bud Daly out on the mound. The left-hander pitches a curve, hidden high in the air to left field. Seaborn started back, now coming in under it, and makes the catch. One away. Boyer hit that curve right off his fist. Norm took one step back. And that's the hazards of playing the outfield. Sometimes it looks like the ball is hit hard, but it was hit high enough to allow Norm to come in and make the play. Here's Tony Kubek. Tony lined to center field in the second inning. Kansas City has won only one game of the seven played this year. Actually, there were eight played, but one ended in a tie. The curve to Kubek a little bit outside. Ball one. Frank Crosetti coaching at third. Ralph Hauck down at first for the Yankees. Andy Carey moves way in at third. Here's the pitch to Kubek. Strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Short wind up by Daly. Curve just outside. Ball 2-2-1. Daly had 1-9 in a row before losing to Baltimore in his last outing. Daly defeated the Yankees 9-1 at Kansas City back on June 16th. The 2-1 pitch. Low outside, ball 3. 3-1. One out and nobody on. Bob Turley due to be the next batter. Bobby Richardson on deck. The 3-1 pitch is fouled back on the screen. Full count on Kubek. He was hit in the press box, and one of the reporters gave it to a youngster leaning over the railing. Gets a nice round of applause. Here's the payoff pitch to Kubek. Popped in the air to the right side. Jerry Lumpy waving for it on the edge of the outfield grass and holds it in for the second out. Tony got under the 3-2 curveball. That'll bring up Bob Turley, who lined out to right field in the second inning. 2-2 to score in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Turley is a fastball a little bit high, ball one. Fastball a little bit low, ball two, 2-0. Pitch right down the middle, strike one call. Here's a 2-1 delivery. Strike two calls. Hurley jumped back out of the way of the fastball, just trying to get a base on balls. But the ball had the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes, two out. 2-2 the score. And the 2-2 pitch, curve hit on the ground of the shortstop, Bob Johnson. Oh, he's got it. The throw to first, in time for the out. And there was a ball that could very well have scooted between Johnson's legs as it took a bad hop. But it came up to him. Three up and three down in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nothing across. The score at the end of four full innings. Kansas City, two runs, four hits, no errors. The Yankees, two runs, four hits, no errors. Right now, I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by Ballantine Ale, the only ale that gives you the big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. Try a Ballantine Ale. It's the genuine. Let's see on the scoreboard. Detroit 4, Boston nothing at the end of 2.5. Cleveland 2, Baltimore nothing at the end of 5. Washington 1, the White Sox nothing at the end of 4. The National League, Phillies 1, Dodgers nothing at the end of 3.5. Giants 5, Pirates 3 at the end of 2.5. Cincinnati scored 5 in the top of the first. The Cardinals batting. And Milwaukee defeated the Cubs 5-3 in an afternoon ball game. Bob Turley taking plenty of time getting out to the mound after running out that ground ball. And we see that the Lions Club of Bogota, New Jersey are here tonight. It's a benefit party for the blind people of that town who really need help. And, of course, we, along with thousands of others, sorry to hear about Marty McCormick, an employee of the Yankees who worked in the ticket department, died suddenly of a heart ailment Saturday night at his home in Astoria, Long Island. Marty was supervisor of the Yankee Juniors program in the Yankee Motion Picture Department. Many a time I went in and got some of the Yankee films from Marty McCormick. Boy, a great guy. He'll be sorely missed around Yankee Stadium. In the top of the fifth inning, Jerry Lumpy, whose single to right field and flied out deep to right field, will be leading off for the A's. Lumpy is on the outside corner, strike one. Needless to say, Marty will be missed more around his home and his immediate family, but here's the one strike pitch to Lumpy. It's fouled in the upper deck out of play. And two on Lumpy, 2-2 to score. On deck, Whitey Herzog. Fastball hit high in the air to left field. Hector Lopez moving under the ball and makes the catch, and it's one away. Lumpy flies out to Lopez and left, brings up Whitey Herzog, who walked and fly to center. Herzog is the only Kansas City regular batting over 300. He came into the game with a 301 average. Left-hand hitter chokes up on the bat just a little bit. Stands close to the plate. Takes the fastball high, ball one. On deck, Norm Seaburn. Nothing pitch. Curveball outside. Ball two. 2-0. Yankees have Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right, Boyer, Kubek, Richardson, and Scowen on the infield. Howard catching and Charlie on the mound. Moose made a quick recovery from that sprained wrist. The 2-0 pitch. Low outside. Ball three. Nothing on Whitey Herzog. is in there. Strike one call. Mantle shading Herzog over in right center field a little bit. Whitey has quite a bit of room between Mantle and where Lopez is playing. Here's a 3-1 pitch, and it's fouled in back of third base and up in the upper stand. And there's a youngster who brought his glove, making the catch. Full count on Whitey. Ready now for the payoff pitch. Fouled again in the upper deck, back of the plate this time. Again, fairly ready. The 3-2 delivery is fouled up in the upper deck and back of the plate. There's Oz just meeting that ball, getting a piece of it. The Yankees, as you know, moved back into first place 3 percentage points ahead of Baltimore, who lost last night to the Washington Senators. And yet the Yankees are half a game behind Baltimore. Baltimore has won 4 more games than the Yankees, but have lost 3 more than the Yankees have lost. Ready again with a 3-2 pitch. It's lined right at Kubek, the shortstop. And if he'd have lifted that one, it would have been right up the alley and left center field. It was hit right on the nose, but a low line drive. Two outs. Here's Norm Sieben, who was thrown out on a nice play by Richardson in the first and lined a homer into the right field seats in the third. 2-2 the score. Top of the fifth. Two out and nobody on. Sieben tugs up at his pants. Slow curve is on the inside corner for a call strike. On deck, Marv Thronberry. One strike pitch, another slow curve, hit on the line in the right center field. Mantle's looking to his left. He can't get it. It's off his glove. Maris backing him up. Sieben moving into second base with a save.
Sorry, but at this stage we did encounter audio problems with the master. After Sieben doubles, Thronberry grounds out, the inning ends, and there's no scoring.
Big, big taste of Valentine Ale. The big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold, a rare strain of hops. Used exclusively in Valentine's own true ale recipe. At home or at your favorite restaurant, you'll find Valentine Ale is more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. Try Valentine Ale. See what a difference an ale makes. Oh, that's Valentine. It's the genuine.
Ale with Brewer's Gold.
The Yankees, Bobby Richardson, the top of the batting order, up again, takes the curve on the outside corner, strike one call. Bobby bounced to short and a single to left. Lined up by Daly. Slow curve swung at and missed, strike two. That's that pitch we were telling you about from Kansas City where Daly just flipped it up there. And Richardson wants to look at the ball. Bill McKinley looks it over, and he's going to throw it out of play. Bobby spotted some mark on the ball that he didn't like. Bobby takes the fastball high outside, ball one. Richardson had himself a pretty fair road trip at 10 for 29. For a 3.45 average. And the times he made out, he hit nothing but bullets. Line drive. He's 1-for-2 tonight. The one ball, two strike pitch. Just outside. Ball 2-2-2.
Hector Lopez on deck with Mickey Mantle to follow. 2-2 the score. The 2-2 delivery is popped in the air to short left field. Norm Seaven moving in under it. He's got it. That's one away here in the bottom of the fifth. And the batter, Hector Lopez, who doubled the right field and scored in the first inning and bounced into a fourth play in the second inning. Hector is on the inside corner, strike one. Lopez had a good road trip. Batted 348. And he's one for two tonight. Slow curve over strike two. Nothing in two to count. The two-strike pitch. Foul tipped off the glove of catcher Danny Kravitz. Nobody on in the bottom of the fifth. Score tied 2-2. The windup and the pitch is a little bit high. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. All the way back to the screen, getting away from Kravitz. 2-2 the count. And the first run the Yankees scored with Lopez at third. Daly threw in just like that. A wild pitch got by Kravitz, rolled to the screen. The Yankees' other run was on a homer by Mantle into the left field seat. A line drive. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Pop foul out of play. From up here, it looks like if a batter knew a wild pitch was coming with two strikes on him, he could swing at it and get to first easily, but you never know when the catcher's going to come up with a wild pitch. Well, it wouldn't be a wild pitch if the catcher could come up with it, but on a bad pitch, we'll see. Again, the 2-2 delivery. Inside, ball three. Both out on Hecker. I got a letter tonight from a fan where I said, Curly threw three straight curves to Nellie Fox. He says, how can you throw a straight curve? How technical can you get? The payoff pitch is hit on the ground right off Gary's knee down the left field line. Lopez around first, digging for second. The throw to second, and he's in there. The throw gets away from Luffy, but Thornberry backs up. And that should go as a base hit, as Lopez had a hot shot ground ball down to Carey. It bounced off Carey's knee down the left field line. And we'll give him a double until further notice. Boy, that was hit on the nose. For Lopez's third double of the year. Here's Mickey Mantle, who flied to left and homered. Pitch to Mickey. He's hit on the ground slowly to third. Carey's going to have to hustle. No play. Mantle beats it out. Carey has played long enough with Mickey Mantle to realize that you can't throw him out when you're playing him deep, and he hits one of those slow rollers. So Andy very wisely bluffed the throw and turned around hoping to catch Hector Lopez, but Hector was standing on second base. So Mickey gets an infield single. Here's Roger Maris, who walked and fouled out to the catcher. One away. Mantle at first, Lopez at second. Pitch to Roger, outside, ball one. Score's tied 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. On deck, Bill Scarron. Thornberry playing deep at first. Lumpy not playing deep at second. The pitch to Maris is a curve low outside. Ball two. 2-0. One away here in the bottom of the fifth. Lopez leads off second. The fastball is fouled down the left field line out of play. And going back in the upper deck. 2-1 on Maris. Is low outside, ball three. 3-1. Here's a stretch. The pitch is popped in the air. The catcher and the first baseman and Kravitz now makes the catch in foul territory. And that ball almost hit Roger Maris. Bud Daly started after that ball. Kravitz was looking for Marv Thornberry, but Thornberry was playing Maris deep. Couldn't catch up to the ball. Kravitz finally made the play, and it almost sailed into Roger Maris, who was in foul territory walking down towards the first base. That's twice that Maris has fouled out to Danny Kravitz. And with two out, runners at first and second, here's Bill Scarron, who walked and beat out an infield single. Moose back in the lineup, first time since he sprained his wrist in Detroit. Lopez at second, Mantle at first, score tied 2-2. Pitch to the Moose, curve inside, ball one. Fastball inside. Ball two, 2-0 on the Moose. Elston Howard is on deck. Here's a stretch by the left hander. The pitch is high outside, ball three. 3-0. Daly being a little too careful with the Moose. Has missed on three straight pitches. Scarron looks down at Crosetti. Looks down again. He's hoping to get the green light on a 3-0 count. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Scarron swings and fouls it back on the screen. He got it. He got the okay to swing at it, and it was a good pitch. A fastball down the middle. Daly looks back at his outfield. With this Yankee batting power, you've got to have a good, fast outfield. Boy, they can pound that ball. Mantle at first, Lopez at second, two outs. 3-1 count on the Moose. The score is tied 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Set position by Daly. 3-1 pitch, curve is hit off Daly's leg. Daly up with it, throws to first, safe at first, but I don't see how Daly is still standing up. He's limping around, and Thornberry is arguing with Hunnicek. The ball, by hitting Daly, I believe somewhere around the vicinity of the left ankle, hit solid and kicked right over to Andy Carey. It kept the ball from going through to center field for a base hit and scoring Lopez. Carey charged it, picked it up, and fired to Thornberry. Gowan beat the throw for another infield single.
Jimmy Ewell, the Kansas City trainer, is out on the mound, and that must have hurt because it hit solid.
The ball never did hit the ground. It hit Daly, a low-line drive about 6 inches off the ground. It hit Daly solid. He can't stand still long enough to point to where it hit him. He just keeps on walking around because if you do stand still, that's when the pain really sets in. Bud doing a little jig out there on the mound. Bob Elliott, the Kansas City skipper, is out on the mound now, along with Jimmy Ewell. And while they're deciding what to do with Daly, let's pause for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial. This is Quality Modern Radio, WOKO, Albany, New York.
Bud Daly threw one pitch to Danny Kravitz and says, it's okay, I'm going to try and stay in there. Jimmy Ewell still feeling around Daly's ankle. Let's see, Daly's going to throw another pitch to Kravitz. He does. And still another one. And let's see, he's putting some weight on it, and Elliott and Ewell still have not left the mound. The bases are loaded. The score is tied 2-2. There are two outs, and Elston Howard is the batter. Howard has walked and lined into a very unusual double play with Scarron at first. Elliott hit one deep to center field. Scarron rounded second. Snyder made the catch, and as Moose retraced his steps, and after it had looked like he had tripped over second going back, the throw came in from Snyder. Lumpy stepped on second, and the umpire called Moose out for not touching second base on the way back to first, which is something you have to do, by the way. You can't cut across the diamond once you've touched the base ahead of you and get back to first base. All right, Daly's going to stay in there. Scarron's at first, Mantle at second, Lopez at third. All right, Daly taking his full windup. The pitch to Howard, curve way outside, ball one. Looking at the sign from Kravitz, has both hands on his knees. Now he's ready. Swings into the windup. Fastball foul out of play. And that went right by Bob Delaney on the Homeless Champions Network. Can't give Bob an error on that one. Too hard hit. Ball, one strike. Daly into the windup. Ball pot foul in the upper deck out of play. One ball, two strikes. Ball hit in the upper deck, got away from some of the fans there and hit down below. 2-2 the score, two outs, and the base is full of Yankees. Is a curve. Ah, strike three called. An overhand curveball caught the inside corner and also caught Howard looking. And for the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth, no runs on three base hits. Two of them infield hits, the reason they didn't score. No Kansas City errors and three men left. The score at the end of five full innings, Kansas City two runs on five hits and no errors. The Yankees two runs, seven hits and no errors. Let's look at the scoreboard again in the American League. Detroit 4, the Red Sox nothing at the end of 4. Monty against Muffet, Norm Cash Omen in the second. Cleveland leads Baltimore 2-0 at the end of 6.5, Bell against Barber. And Washington leads the White Sox 1-0 at the end of 6, Bauman against Wuduchek. In the National League, the Phillies 1, the Dodgers nothing at the end of 5, Williams against Green. And the Pirates have tied up the Giants 5-5 at the end of 3. Antonelli relieved Jones, Gill relieved Haddock. Rocky Nelson homered in the first with two arms. And it is raining at Pittsburgh. The game is being held up.
Cincinnati leads St. Louis 5-1 at the end of 2.5 O'Toole against Bridges, who relieved Klein in the first inning. Bailey homed in the first with one on. Milwaukee won this afternoon over the Cubs 5-3. Spawn the winner, Hobby the loser. Covington homing in the sixth with nobody on for Milwaukee. Andy Carey steps up to the batter's box, just as Ed Fisher, the public relations head of Ballantyne, hands me a pair of glasses that really make it look beautiful. Gorgeous. Makes it look like daytime here. I don't think you'll get these back, Ed. I'm going to use them for one inning anyway. Carey has bounced to third and was called out on strike. Makes it look like daylight. Here's Shirley's pitch to Carey. It's popped in the air. The short left field. Kubek back. Lopez in. Kubek backing up. And makes the catch, backing up with Lopez right in back of him. One away. That brings up Danny Kravitz, who popped the third and doubled to left field. One out, score tied. 2-2. Boy, I tell you, these glasses are really something. The pitch to Kravitz is high outside, ball one. On deck is Bob Johnson, the shortstop. Nothing pitch. Outside, ball two. Two and nothing. This would be like living in the land of the midnight sun where it's daylight all the time. Now, Pete said it's like looking through rose-colored glasses. No, no. Here's the 2-0 pitch. A base hit. Pass Richardson into center field. And Kravitz has his second base hit of the ballgame. Hit number six off Charlie, and here's Bob Johnson, who was hit by a pitch of all and bounced out to the shortstop. Two to the score in the top of the sixth. First against Kravitz. Here's a stretch by Charlie. His pitch is hit on the ground to third. Boyle up one hop, throws to Richardson. One. Back to first. Double play. Around the horn. Third to second to first. Kansas City. No runs on one hit. No Yankee errors. Nobody left. The score at the end of 5.5 innings. The A's 2 and the Yankees 2. Gotten out to the mound. The pitchers are taking a little bit of time getting out there. And in the bottom of the sixth inning, the Yankees will have Cletus Boyer, Tony Kubek, and Bob Turley to face Bud Daly. Boyer hit into a fourth play and fly to left field. 2-2 ball game. The A's and the Yankees. Same two teams meet tomorrow afternoon and Thursday afternoon. Here's Daly's first pitch to Boyer. He takes a curve over, strike one call. Cletus started a bunt at that ball and then stopped. But the ball curved over the plate. barely had treatment on his left leg from the ball that Starrin hit off there. Ball one, one and one. Boy, that Starrin is rough on pitches. He hits through the middle. I mean, in batting practice, in a game, anytime. The 1-1 pitch, Kerr hit on the ground to Carey, one hop. And he's throw to Thornberry, and it's one away. Carey has one of the finest throwing arms in baseball. At one time, they were thinking of converting Andy into a pitcher. Tony Kubek lined to center field and popped to second base. The pitch to Tony is over. Strike one call. Kubek bluffed a bunt that time. And they're either bluffing those bunts or attempting to bunt on Daly. They figure his leg bothers him. Maybe he can't move off the mound. Curve is hitting the ground at second base. Lumpy up with a big hop. Over to Thornberry, and it's two away. Two up and two down here in the bottom of the sixth. And that'll bring up Bob Turley, who lined to right and bounced to short. And here comes Bullet Bob. Has four base hits out of 22 at bats this year. One double and one run batted in. The fastball is a little high, ball one. Fastball inside, ball two. 2-0. Fast ball down the middle. Strike one. 2-1. Here's a 2-1 delivery. Swung at a missed strike two, 2-2. Charlie went all the way around. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-2 to score. Nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Hit in the ground at second base. Lumpy bobbles it. Bobbles it again and bobbles it again. Boy, there were three bobbles by Jerry Lumpy. He gets just one error. And Jerry took his eye off the ball at the last second and reached for it two different times. Had a grip on it each time, but just couldn't hold on to it. So Charlie is safe at first on the error. And that's the first error of the ball game. And it brings up Bobby Richardson. Bounced to short, single to left, and fly to left. Two outs. Charlie puts the warm-up jacket on at first base. Thornberry not holding him on. The pitch to Richardson. Inside, ball one. Fast ball is over. Strike one, one and one. Daly. Pitch is a curve, bunted down the third baseline, but a kick foul. Boy, that was a good bunt in that it hit and just sort of died. But it was foul all the way, and it was a curveball that Richardson tried to bunt, which is a good pitch to bunt on, especially a left-handed curveball. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Hector Lopez on deck. Richardson is a broken bat, pop fly. Carey going back and makes the catch in foul territory. For the third on for the Yankees in the bottom of the sixth. No runs, no hits. One Kansas City error, one man left. The score at the end of six full innings. Kansas City 2, the Yankees 2, and we pause for station identification.
For 1460 on the radio dial. This is Quality Modern Radio in Albany, WOKO. 2 minutes after 10.
On the scoreboard, in the American League, Detroit 4, Boston nothing at the end of 4. Cleveland 2, Baltimore nothing at the end of 7.5. And the White Sox just tied up the Senators down in Washington, 1-1 at the end of 6.5. In the National League, the Phillies lead the Dodgers 1-0 at the end of 5.5. The Giants and the Pirates tied 5-5 at the end of 3, and it's raining in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati leads St. Louis 5-1 at the end of 3.5. And Milwaukee defeated the Cubs 5-3 this afternoon. And here at Yankee Stadium, we got ourselves a 2-2 ball game. Bob Turley just now getting out to the mound. This is the second time that Turley has been slow getting out there. Once he grounded out for the last out in the fourth inning. And this time, Bob was on base when Richardson made the third out, so he had to come all the way in to take his warm-up jacket off. And Turley will be facing Bud Daly, Russ Snyder, and Jerry Lumpy here in the top of the seventh inning. To say right now that last night, even though I was not feeling well, I had a wonderful night listening to the Yankee ball game. It's the first time, I guess, in about 4 years that I've had a chance to hear Mel Allen do a ball game, and I said it sounded like a World Series. Mel, I was just talking about the game last night and how much I enjoyed it from my bed at home. And the great job you and Red did, and it actually sounded like a World Series, the enthusiasm of the crowd, and the way you enjoyed doing the game.
That's what you get for eating corned beef and cabbage. Hello there, everybody. Bud Daly at bat. Takes high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Daly bunted in the second inning and forced Bob Johnson, who had been hit by a pitch ball. He flied to left in the fourth. He's a fair-hitting pitcher. The delivery is over for a strike. The count's 1-1. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Bob Turley's next pitch. Fastball, foul back up onto the netting. 1-2 count on Daly. Russ Snyder, the leadoff man, is on deck, and Jerry Lumpy to follow. 2-2 to score. It's the seventh inning. The outfield, shallow and shaded toward left, in center and left, straightaway right. Bob Turley's 1-2 pitch. Curveball line to Kubek, and there's one away. Daly lines out to Kubek, and now Russ Snyder, who opened the game with a triple past Lopez, and drew a walk and fouled out to first. Lee Boyer plays at the edge of the infield grass, wide of the bag. Bob Turley ready to work, and his pitch is a fastball up high, 1-0. A 2-2 ball game in the seventh inning. One ball, no strikes. Turley's delivery is in there for a strike. Snyder appeared as if he attempted or intended to bunt, but pulled the bat back. McKinley called it a strike. 21 the count. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball and misses. It's outside. The count's 2-1. Yankees 2 in the seventh inning. And the 2-1 delivery. Fastball cut on and foul back. Count is 2-2. Cleveland leading Baltimore 2-0 going to the ninth inning. We'll stay on top of that one for you. Two balls, two strikes. They give Snyder a lot of room in left center. Here's Turley's pitch. Curveball, and it's foul back. Check swing. Count remains 2-2. Delivery again. Fastball outside. Full count. 3-2. Russ Snyder has worked the count now to 3-2. Makes him a dangerous man any way you look at it. The 3-2 pitch. It's the high outside. Ball 4. Charlie lost him. It's a good base runner. Jerry Lumpy comes up, single to right, fly to left. Third walk issued by Charlie. In this situation, you can look for a hit and run or a steal. Into the stretch. Snyder with the lead. Throw over to first. Snyder's back. They whistle out of the Yankee dugout to Boyer to back up a little. He was weighing on the grass. Charlie into the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball hits to Richardson. Over to Kubek for one. Back to first. They had a double play. Bounces into the double play. Richardson to Kubek to Scarron. That's the second double play of the evening for New York. 68th the season. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And 6.5 innings, Kansas City 2, New York 2. The seventh inning stretch. Time for you to try the big, big taste of Ballantine Ale. And try it with your meals, too. Your first taste will tell you no other drink can bring out the best in any of your favorite foods, as well as Ballantine Ale. This big, big taste, this big difference in taste, comes from Brewer's Gold, a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Ballantine's own true ale recipe. Brewer's Gold makes Ballantine Ale more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. So let the big, big taste give you big eating pleasure. Try Ballantine Ale with old favorites or a new recipe or the special on your restaurant menu. Yes, sir, when you enjoy its refreshing, satisfying goodness, you'll really discover what a difference an ale makes. Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold. Now for the last half of the seventh inning. Hector Lopez, batting second in the order. Will lead off, Mantle on deck, and Maris to follow. Lopez double to right, grounded to short, and double to left. He's had 2-for-3. Bud Daly to the windup, and the pitch. Curveball is over, strike one. Is in there for a strike, nothing in two. The two strike pitch, high and inside for a ball, 1-2. Yankees 2, 7th inning. the delivery. Swung on, and it's hit by second to right center for a base hit. Snyder cuts the ball off, throws it back in, and Lopez has his third hit of the evening. Single to right center. Now Mickey Mantle coming up. He flies to left center, hit a home run, and hit a single. Checks the runner. The pitch in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Daly checks the runner and the pitch inside. Ball one. One and one. A 2-2 ball game. Eight teams scored a run in the first inning, and then in the third inning, Seaburn and Mantle homered. Daly ready, and the pitch swung on and popped up into center, short center. Snyder getting under it and makes the catch. Lopez comes back to first. One down, and here's Roger Maris, who walked and fouled out to the catcher twice. They give Maris plenty of left center. Daly to the stretch, and the pitch. It's funny that missed for a strike. Nothing in one. No balls, one strike. The left-hander delivers, and Maris swings and bounces it out toward second. Lumpy tags Lopez out close to first, too late. Bill Scarron, who walked and twice singled. The last time up, he hit a wicked liner that hit Bud Daly on the foot. A ricocheted over toward Terry, who made a play on him but could not get him. Two men aboard at the time. Two outs, Maris on first base. Bud Daly to the stretch. The pitch. Inside, ball one. Andy Carey deepens at third, guarding the line. Now the delivery. It's in there. Strike one, one and one. One strike. Daly all set. And the pitch is low and inside for a ball. 2-1. He mixes up his pitches beautifully. He had Howard backing away from the plate on a fastball down the middle. Had him guessing on the pitch last inning. Had Moose backing away two pitches to go and the ball down the middle. They're looking for something else. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Maris on first. 2-2 game, seventh inning. Daly's delivery swung on, looped into left field for a base hit. Maris stops at second as Seaburn tosses in to Bob Johnson. Now Elston Howard comes up. He walks. Hit a long fly
fly ball to deep center. It was turned into a double play when Scarron had to re-tag at second, and it was ruled that he missed the bag. And took a third strike in the fifth inning. Danny Kravitz, the catcher, goes out to talk to Daly. Two on and two out now in the last half of the seventh inning. It's the last half of the ninth inning in Baltimore. Cleveland leading 2-0. Bud Daly delivers to Howard, swings and fouls it off to the left of the A's dugout. One strike. Lead away, and the Daly delivery is swung on, a slow bounce to the short. Bob Johnson charges to grab to throw to first in time, and the side's retired. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on. That's 10 men the Yankees have stranded in seven innings. The A's themselves have left six men aboard. At the end of seven innings, Kansas City 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. The Yankees 2 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. In the first half of the eighth inning, it'll be Whitey Herzog, Norm Seaborn, and Marv Thornberry coming up. The numbers 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the order. The All-Star game to be here on July the 13th. And the annual old-timers game on August the 13th. How about trying some of that Ballantine ale right now? Goes over big with any of your mealtime favorites. Try Ballantine ale with Brewer's Gold. It's the genuine. The A's will be here tomorrow afternoon, Thursday afternoon. Detroit Friday night, Saturday afternoon, doubleheader on Sunday. Now it's the eighth inning. Whitey Herzog walked, fly to center, and lined to short. Bob Turley doing the pitching. Detroit leading Boston 5-0, end of 5. Cleveland 2, Baltimore 0, playing the last of the night. Chicago, Washington 1-1, end of 7 innings. Herzog bats left-handed. Bob Turley ready to work, and the pitch is a curve outside, ball one. Phils 1, Dodgers 0, end of 6. Giants Pirates 5-all. As they went to the fourth, time was calling count of rain, and the Giants scored. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. Giants leading 6-5. The Pirates batting on the last of the fourth. Cincinnati 5, St. Louis 1 at the four innings. Milwaukee beat the Cubs today 5-3. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, a little roller down the line. Turley up with it, tags him out, coming by. Bob Turley, retiring Herzog unassisted on a little trickler down the line. Now here's Norm Seaborn, who grounded to second and hit the first pitch offered him in the third inning on the line into the lower right field stand. Then doubled to right center in the fifth inning. Part of the plate. The one strike
pitch. Fastball swung on him high in the air into left field. Lopez digging after it.
Still going. He's under it.
And has it. Two down. Now Morris Thornberry popped to second, took a third strike, and grounded to first. Just hit a home run with one on in the last half of the ninth inning for the Baltimore Orioles to at least tie the Indians at 2-2. And Fitzstein has relieved Gary Bell. Gurley goes to his windup and the pitch. Curveball misses. It's outside. Ball one.
Inside for ball two, 2-1. Royals got two, and they go to the 10th inning with the Indians 2-2. Now the 2-1 pitch to Boyer. Swung on to foul ball on a play off to the left of the plate. Dropping in behind the Kansas City dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Ball 3-3-2. A full count. And the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled back up onto the netting. A 3-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back. Pitch once more. Fastball is inside, and Boyer works in for a walk. Daly walked three men in the first inning, and that's the first one he's walked since. He walked a total of four. Now Tony Kubek is up. Daly checks the runner. The pitch is outside for a ball. Andy Carey broke into the plate, anticipating a bunt. Outfield straight away. Daly delivers. Kubek swings, and the ball is fouled back upstairs. 1-1. You don't take much of the lead on Daly. He's got a good motion to first base, and of course, being a left-hand pitcher, he's watching you all the time. Here's a pitch swung on line over second for a base hit. Boyer turns second. He's heading for third, and he'll make it to third base on a single to center by Tony Kubek. Tony Kubek singles to center. Boyer racing on to third, and now Bob Turley is due to bat, and Casey's got a move to make. Emerged from the dugout. The bullpen has suddenly gotten busy. Bob Serb is at the bat rack. Serb is going to bat for Turley. Coming up to bat for Turley. Bob Elliott plays the infield in.
For a play at the plate. Or they go for the double play, depending on how the ball may be hit.
Daly all set. The pitch swung on and lined over first. It's a base hit. Going on to second is Kubek, and he's on his way to third. Serves on his way to second. The run scores, and it is 3-2 New York. Bob serves on a check swing, lines the ball by first down the line. It looked for a moment as if Thornberry is going to grab it for an unassisted double play, but he couldn't get it. And it becomes a pinch hit double for Bob Serve, scoring Boyer and sending Kubek to third. It's 3-2 New York. And then there are days you'll hit one a mile and somebody catches it. Bob Elliott comes out of the dugout now. Say this, Bud Daly has been turning him back with men on the bases, stranding 10 up to now. With that ball that Bob hit, he was sort of half falling away and checking a swing. Hit it off the end of the bat. And Bob Elliott has decided, I think, to make a change. Daly went seven innings plus, nobody out in the eighth, giving up 11 hits, walked four, struck out one. So far has been charged with three runs. Katina coming in from the bullpen. K-U-T-Y-N-A. While he's walked in, we'll pause for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial, your station for music, news, and sports. Quality Modern, W-O-K-O. On the W-O-K-O clock, it's 24 minutes before 11.
Katina coming in for the 28th time this year. He has a record of 2-2. This will be his sixth appearance against New York. He has not been involved in any of the decisions. And he's only been charged with one run, pitching a total of three, four, five innings. He's allowed only two hits. He's a right-hander, and he gives you a little red crossfire to the right-handed batters. Just ran down the Yankee bullpen. And his windbreaker on, just took a quick look. Marty Katina, a native of Philadelphia, pitched with Portland last year and appeared in four games with Kansas City. Kubek on third, serve on second, nobody out, one in. 3-2 New York, the infield in. Bobby Richardson up. The squeeze is on, the ball is bunted, and here comes Kubek in to score. Richardson is tagged out by Thornberry. Put the squeeze on, the suicide squeeze too. And Bobby bunted the ball and is out. Thornberry unassisted. It's a sacrifice. And a run batted in. Kubek coming across the plate to serve, advancing to third. And it's 4-2 New York. Here's Hector Lopez. A double to right, grounded to short, double to left, and single to left center. He's had three for four, one
No runs batted in. One run scored. Serve comes up the line. The pitch is low. Ball one. One ball, no strike. The first squeeze play the Yankees have worked this season. The delivery swung on, grounded to short. Serve is held at third. Johnson throws Lopez out. And there are two away. Here's Mickey Mantle, who flied to left center. Hit a home run. Made out a roller to third and flied to center. Third with two down. Infield at normal depth. Katina to the windup, and the pitch swung on, a high foul. Hit off third and out of play. In up against the top of the stand. Strike one. And the pitch is in there for a strike at curve, nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Continue to the windup, delivers. Curveball grounded out to second base. And Lumpy loses the ball, and Mantle is safe, and third scores. The second error for Lumpy tonight. Three runs are in, and it is 5-2 New York. And up comes Roger Maris. Walked, fouled out to the catcher twice, and grounded out to second. Mantle looks in to see whether or not they want him to try and steal second. Katina to the stretch, and the pitch. Swung on and foul back, strike one. The right hander ready. Throws to first, Mantle's back. Into the stretch, the pitch outside, ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Katina into the stretch, throws to first. Mantle just does get back. Mickey, I think, had an intention of trying to steal. Almost had him going the wrong way. One ball, one strike. Again the stretch. And the pitch swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate up onto the netting. A 1-2 count. Get some dirt out of the right shoe. One ball, two strikes. Katina set. Steps off the rubber. Mara steps out of the batter's box, back into hitting position. Now the stretch.
and the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate, out of play. Some fan had it in his hand, the upper deck, and lost it and fell down onto the screen. So that fan gets booed. A 1-2 count on Merritt. Christina throws over to first. Mantle gets back. Keeping him active. Now the pitch. Swung on, fouled off again, out of play. Count remains 1-2. This time the fan caught it. A 1-2 count on Roger Maris. Three runs in the eighth inning, 5-2 New York. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball, hits the Throneberry. He's up with it, steps on first, and the sides are tied. Three runs, two of them earned. Two hits, one error, and one left off. The end of eight innings, New York, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. 11 men left on. Kansas City, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. And 7 men left on base. Looking at the Ballantyne scoreboard, American League. Baltimore batting in the last half of the 10th inning. It's 2-2. Cookstein relieved Bell in the ninth. Jones relieved Barber in the eighth. Al Pilarczyk hit a 2-run homer in the ninth inning to tie it up for Baltimore. Tigers lead Boston 5-0, end of 6.5. Don Mossy pitching for Detroit. The lock for Boston. Muffet in the second, Wills in the fifth, Sturdivant in the sixth. Cash homeward in the second. Bobby Chance is coming out of the bullpen for New York. Chicago at Washington, 1-1, with Washington batting in the last half of the 10th inning. Bauman against Wittichick. In the National League, Milwaukee beat Chicago 5-3 this afternoon. Spahn beat Hoppe, Covington homeward. Tonight, Philadelphia 2, Los Angeles nothing at the end of 7.5 innings. Green for Philadelphia. Williams for Los Angeles. Roebuck in the 7th. Sherry in the 8th. Herrera homeward in the 7th. Rain halted the Giants-Pirate game for a little while at the end of 3 innings, but they've resumed. And at the end of 4.5 innings, it's Giants 6, Pirates 5. Jones started for San Francisco. Antonelli in the 3rd. Odell in the 4th. Paddock started for the Pirates. Giel in the 1st. Gibbon in the 5th. Rocky Nelson hit a 3-run homer in the first inning. Cincinnati 8, St. Louis 1 at the end of 5.5 innings. 0-2 for Cincinnati. Klein for St. Louis. Bridges relieved in the 1st. Bailey homer to the 1 on in the 1st inning for the Reds. And Zamas in the 6th inning with 1 on for St. Louis. Bobby Shantz comes on to relieve Bob Turley, who worked 8 innings. Gave up 6 hits. Walked 4, struck out 2. And was charged with 2 runs. Bob being removed for a pinch hitter. Chance coming in to pitch will be making his 17th appearance. He has a record of 1-1. McDougal's at third base. Boyer at short, and Kubek has moved to left. And we'll have a pinch hitter for Danny Travis. And it'll be Pete Daly. Pete Daly, right-hand batter, hitting for Danny Travis, the catcher who bats left-handed. Bob Johnson on deck, and then a pinch hitter for Marty Katina. Pete Daly made a pinch hit homer against the Yankees last time he faced them. Pitch is over for a strike. Nothing in one. Daly's at 4 out of 33. No, check that in. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. 7 out of 31, excuse me. I was looking at Bud Daly. No balls, 2 strikes. Bobby gets a sign from Howard to the windup, and the pitch low outside for a ball. A 1-2 count. Frank Crisetti is trying to get Boyer's attention, moving a little bit more into the third base hole. And getting Richardson over a little. Two strikes. Chance to the windup. Here's the pitch to Daly. Swung on and missed. Strike three. One away. You know, there's a lot of deep going goes on in this game. Casey suddenly starts to move his infield as if he's going to throw a curveball. His chance threw him a fastball right by. Made everybody move. Made three men move. Which made the hitter feel like moving him, you know, throw the curveball right on the ground. And he threw a fastball right by. Here's Bob Johnson. The pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Chance for the windup, and the pitch is a curve inside. Ball two. Dick Williams is coming out on deck. He will bat for Katina. The 2-0 pitch to Bob Johnson. It's inside for ball three. The 3-0 pitch. Over strike one, 3-1. Walter Cooper runs up now to Johnson, who didn't get the sign. You know whether to be taken or not. Cleveland and Baltimore played 10 innings, still 2-2, they're now in the 11th. Chance for the windup and the 3-1 pitch. Strike two, full count. Three balls, two strikes. Bobby to the windup, and the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Count remains 3-2. Again, the 3-2 pitch. It's low and inside. Ball four. He lost it. Bob Johnson, hitting 213, gets a walk. And here's Dick Williams batting for Marty Katina.
Batting for Marty Katina. Number 23.
Williams. Bill Tuttle comes out on deck to hit for Snyder. The pitch to Williams, swung on to high pop-up. Boyer calling for it and foul down, and there are two away. Williams fouls out to Boyer. And now Bill Tuttle comes up to hit for Snyder. Johnny Temple just hit a home run for Cleveland in the 11th inning to put the Indians ahead by at least 3-2. Bill Tuttle batting for Russ Snyder, right-hand batter. The pitch in there for a strike, curveball. 5-2 New York in the 9th inning. Conte is on deck. Now the pitch. Swung on. It's a foul ball over near the stands. May go out of play. Let's see. Moose has a chance. He's got it. Ball sailed back in. And the ball game is over. Subtle fouls out to Scarron. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. The Yankees win it by a score of 5-2. The victory. Ensures the Yankees of remaining in first place by percentage points over the Orioles, although the Orioles are half a game ahead. But they played more games. Now then, if Cleveland should win that game, then the Yankees would be ensconced in first place by both percentage points and by a half game. But we'll have to await the outcome of that ball game in Baltimore. Temple having homered in the 11th inning to make it at least 3-2. Meanwhile, the totals. The Yankees, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 11 men left on. Kansas City, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 8 men left on base. Bob Turley is the winning pitcher, and the losing pitcher is Bud Daly.